Jason. First time you've been back as coach, and we've been have to do a championship post-mortem. Disappointing result.
Yeah, it was. You know, we certainly didn't play the cricket that we know we can. I suppose to get bowled out for 96 on day one, it was disappointing, and we acknowledge that. You know, I just think with our batting and our bowling, we're probably a little bit below, we're below par, and you know, but we've acknowledged that. We know we can be better, and you know, I suppose that's what leading next week, Lancashire friendly, we can look to put a few of those things right, and you know, get our skill levels up.
Losing the toss was big on day one, wasn't it? But 96 was never enough.
Never enough. The wicket. You know, certainly. Look, it was a decent pitch. You know, we had no excuses. We just batted poorly. Yes, they bowled well, but it wasn't a 96 pitch. You know, we should have scored. Got a decent score on that wicket. You know, we're good enough to do that, but we just didn't perform.
And once you've been bowled for 96, you're always trying to fight your way back into the game, and maybe a few bowlers trying too hard?
Yeah, I think you're spot on. I think that, you know, you search for wickets, and because, you know, essentially you need to in a way. So we probably got away a little bit from our disciplined approach to our bowling, you know, striving for those wickets. You know, but as you said, when you've got 96 on the board, it's very difficult to come back in a game.
One game doesn't make a season, though, and it's a case of putting this behind you and moving on there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, as I said, we are disappointed, but this doesn't define our season. You know, we won't let it define our season. You know, we've done far too many good things in pre-season. We've been working our butts off, so we're not going to let this, you know, create doubt in our minds. Yeah, disappointing. We've had a good chat about it as a team. We move on now, and our focus is on next week.
There were some positives, though, weren't there? I mean, Ryan Sidebottom running in, as we all know he can do. Jack Brooks taking 4 wickets and 15 balls. You know, there were some good stuff too.
There was. You know, Liam Plunkett, I thought, bowled quite quickly. He wasn't quite at his best, but he bowled fast. Obviously, Gary Balance scored some runs there. And City with a bat as well. So yeah, but we're under no illusions where we need to be better. You know, we need to score more runs, and we need to be a bit more disciplined with the ball.
Does this highlight the step up from Division 2 to Division 1, the more consistency with the bowlers throughout?
Yeah, look, I think it's hard to tell really early on, but certainly Sussex are a quality team, and you know, they thoroughly outplayed us, and we knew before the season started the challenge that faced us in Division 1. We're under no illusions, you know, and this is probably just a reinforcement of that, and you know, we know we need to be better, and we will be better. You know, but you know, it is disappointing, but we're going to move on.
Next week at Headingley, we've got Lancashire coming, the old rivals, for a friendly game, if there is such a thing in Roses cricket. A good chance for you to kind of regroup and maybe try a few things out.
Yeah, and we're going to play 13. We've spoken to Lancashire, and they're keen to bring some extra players over, and we'll rotate guys on and off the field to give as many guys an opportunity to get some practice as possible. So I think it's a good thing. So it just hopefully it'll allow some of our batters to spend some good time in the middle. You know, our bowlers, you know, they've had heavy bowling the last couple of weeks, so we'll have to manage them as best we can. You know, Azeem and Adil will get a good long bowl, and Joe Root's come back in, so he'll be able to roll his arm over as well. So, you know, obviously Tim's going to play, so we're going to have 5 seam bowling options, 3 spinning options. So, you know, we've got plenty of bowling. Everyone will get what they need leading into our next champo.